welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us for another rendition of Connecting the Dots. And this evening, once again, we will bring you a guest from some part of the United States, a regular citizen like yourself, someone who cares enough about the future to step up, to speak out, and to stand up for this country. I'm really quite delighted that Dr. Gail Kesselman gave you a tremendous amount of information last show. And in fact, that show itself grabbed yours truly, another five other radio shows. I've been on 10 this week already, most of them concerning the trucker pilot, Mexican pilot program that's taking jobs away from American truckers. And since Tuesday's show, we had the Senate vote 74 to 24 against any more funding. So they really, along with a lot of Republicans, voted against the President of the United States. And if you look back and remember that the House voted 411 to 3 against the trucker pilot program, knowing that it would destroy American truck driving jobs, destroy the Teamster truck driving jobs, destroy the longshoremen jobs at the ports. It's pretty exciting that the Senate jumped in, and I think the name was Senator Drogan, and he has jumped in, and the vote was 74-24. And so it looks like it could be veto-proof, although you just can't wait. You don't know until the final analysis, because President George Bush, a man who's totally out of touch with the American public, and in fact he's totally out of touch with the Iraqi public, 80%. Fareed Zakaria, I guess, the guy who writes for Newsweek, who's also originally some kind of a Muslim type of person who immigrated over here and now writes for Newsweek and gets on TV a lot, said in a published report, 80% of the Iraqi people, Sunnis, Muslims, want the U.S. out of their country. And yet the President of the United States, being somewhat myopic, somewhat short-sighted, somewhat all the things that he is going to continue to force us to stay there. And in fact, the understandings are that we'll still have over 100,000 troops over in Iraq by the end of 2008, unless the Senate and the House can muster enough to stop funding this war. You know, the one thing and one way to stop war is to stop funding war. And as many of you know, I see this war as no different than Vietnam. I see it as no different than Korea. I see it as no different than the Russians when they came into Afghanistan. It is a war of attrition. And one of the Iraqis said, "You Americans have watches. We have time." And in the end, that's exactly right. No matter what we do, they have the time because we're on their soil, and at some point we are going to lose and leave, or win and leave. It doesn't make any difference. We're going to leave, and the great tragedy is that we left so much death, not only to our own soldiers, also to their Iraqi citizens and soldiers. And again, in my estimation, having really done nothing for humanity, solved nothing, proved nothing, and just got a lot of people killed in the process. So you're going to see a speech by George Bush tonight, and he, of course, will shove more of the war down our throats. We, of course, are going to move on, and we're going to talk about what we can do about the war, the invasion here in the United States of America, and what we can do to change that outcome even before George Bush continues it. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. It's a pleasure to be with you. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Again, as always, I try to have you bring out those pencils and papers and take notes, websites that are so important. For sure, please, if you'd like to have one of those 21st Century Paul Revere Ride T-shirts, state the size, send a check, Frosty Wooldridge, for $15. That covers the postage and the shirt. And send it to P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. And I will send it out to you immediately, and you're also helping to pay some costs, follow-up costs for the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. And you're going to have a great T-shirt. I wear mine all the time and get lots of conversation. I also send a few other extras like action sheets and graphs and so forth. As you know, we're continuing to grow by 3 million per year, and that means we are overpopulating ourselves and causing a crisis that will become irreversible and unsolvable. And that's the goal, is to enlighten and engage and then change the course of history by changing our actions. Before we get into the show tonight, though, I would like to take Jim out of Texas because he's always been a longtime listener. And, Jim, thanks for joining the show. And, gosh, we're not even going to get to the guests, but want to see what you have to say and what's happening, sir. It's always a pleasure, and thank you, Texas.
Well, what I have to say tonight, Frosty, is that you've just described in Bush's anticipated, well-anticipated speech tonight.
Right.
It's going to be more of the same because Bush is going to say exactly what AIPAC tells him to say, and he's going to do exactly what AIPAC tells him to do, as you well know, and we're going to stay there as long as it benefits our gallant little ally in the Middle East. And when it ceases to benefit them, then we'll leave. That's the name of the game.
Jim, that's the name of the game, too. Well, it's Halliburton, it's Blackwater, it's big money, and our kids are getting to be just cannon fodder. And the same
They're
thing happened in Vietnam. If you look at all the money that was made in Vietnam, that's why those 58,000 troops and the 10 years of war that were continued there. And the reason for the Vietnam War is the silent majority kept thinking that, of course, that Nixon and Johnson and let's just keep over there. We're going to save the world from communism. What we were doing is just saving the world for the ultra-rich to get even richer on the backs and the bodies of well over 3 million North Vietnamese and South Vietnamese got killed. 58,000 U.S. kids got killed. My roommate was killed in Vietnam. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a story, Jim. On my right pinky, for those of you who go to YouTube and see the 21st Century Paul Revere ride, you'll see it. I have a peace ring. It's a gold peace ring back in 68 before I went into the Army. In fact, when I went into the Army in the summer of 68 at Fort Benning, Georgia, as a cadet in the ROTC program, went through basic training. My roommate, Phil, who's on the wall there in the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., which I'll be seeing here in 2 weeks, and I always cry my eyes out. He has a life unlived. He got killed over there, but before he left, we went out and had a beer in 1968, and he gave me this ring, this gold ring, this gold peace ring, and it's a beautiful ring, and of course, back then, everybody was pushing the peace signs, and all this stuff was going on, and he said, look, Frosty, you're my best friend. If I make it back, we'll go out and have a beer, and we'll laugh. And if I don't make it back, I want you to wear this ring and be a man of peace the rest of your life. I wore that peace ring through my 3 years in the Army, and I've worn this peace ring ever since 1968, and I've tried to be become and promote peace in the world and understanding. So for me, that's a great tragedy. And
well,
and so, Rusty, yeah, you're right.
I went into the Army 10 years before you in the summer of 58 when I got out of high school.
Okay.
And things were no different then. You are nothing but chess pieces to move around. They couldn't care less about casualties. They don't care about casualties. They care about nothing. You can always make 10 times the money during a war that you can during peacetime. The people that control things can't. You and I can't.
That's right.
But, you know, normal people can't, but the people who control things can. And that's why this war will go on as long as the people who control things. And I hate to do it, but I'm going to go right back to AIPAC and these certain individuals. These are the people that are calling the shots. And this war will go on, this stupid war against terrorism. How can you have a war against terrorism? It's impossible. As long as there is one Arab somewhere in the world with an AK-47, you've lost. You can't possibly win a war against terrorism, Frosty. You know that.
I know it, and especially I think one of the senators said it. We're just refereeing a civil war over there right now against the Sunnis and, of course, the Shiites. And the Kurds have already extricated themselves to the northeast corner of Iraq, and they want their own separate nation, and they're doing very well. I'm amazed that people just don't say, hey, let's stop this thing right now, and let's separate Baghdad, put it into however they want to do it. They just should make the rest of Iraq, leave the Kurds where they are, and then just simply put another half of it in Sunnis and the other half of it in Shiites, and we'd be done with the whole thing.
We'd be done with the thing, Frosty, if we would withdraw all our troops from every foreign country in the world, bring them all back here, and say, you people sort your own problems out.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim's right on the money, and we stand shoulder to shoulder on this thing because we have, and I wrote about this, we have 460,000 American troops or soldiers, a military personnel in 144 countries around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, does anybody understand that we don't need to have 460,000 troops in 144 countries around the world? We don't need to be there. Can you imagine if we had a bunch of German troops in our country on bases, or the Russian troops, or the Al-Qaeda troops, or the Hezbollah troops, or Mexico's troops in our country? Would we be very excited about that? Well, we're doing it to all these other countries. Whatever and whomever are the ones that dreamed up this kind of a conquest or an empire of our military sticking its nose in everybody else's business around the world has got a very flawed psychological being. And
Frosty, all we need is we need about somewhere between 750,000 and a million troops and station them all along the borders of the United States,
right,
and have our own military with all the weapons that we need, and we don't need to bother anybody else. I don't care what the problem is in Slovakia or Kosovo or the Middle East. That's those people's problems.
That's right.
Who in the hell appointed us the arbiters of the world?
I wish I knew.
Well, we're back to the same people again, the same people, the international bankers, and we know who they are, and they control everything, and they're telling, well, we have to do this. We don't have to do anything.
We really don't, and unless and until American citizens stand up and speak out and stop this insanity, we're going to be over there and all over the country and all over the world, a little denounced to most people because of the bankers, because of the military people, because of the big whatever it is that does it. Jim, I got to get to our guest tonight, but thank you very much, and I stand with you on this, and I certainly appreciate your support, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jim from Texas, and he's a longtime listener, and man, he makes a lot of sense, and he's 10 years older than I am, and we have been through, and we understand what this is all about. This evening, I've got a friend, I've got a fellow Denver patriot. He's a decorated Air Force veteran from 1976 through 1985. He served at NORAD in Europe and Alaska. He is the Colorado chapter leader of the RAIA, the Riders Against Illegal Aliens, and a political liaison to the MCDC, which is, of course, the Chris Simcox Minutemen and Civil Defense Corps. So really appreciative of that. He's also a self-employed contractor. His wife, Pam, is also a part of the Colorado State Director, Deputy Director for FireCoalition.com. I want to give you that website, www.firecoalition.com, and that's Pam Williams. She is the Colorado State Deputy Director. And, of course, you can also get to the other Riders Against Illegal Aliens, and Greg's going to give that website out, and Pam's going to give those website out as we go through this interview. Thanks for both of you for your service, and thank you for joining the show, Greg and Pam, and it's just a big welcome to Connecting the Dots.
Well, thank you, Frosty. I'm going to let Pam talk later on about the ICE 287G thing and the Fire Coalition website.
God, that sounds like a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg has been an integral part of what's really happening here in Denver, and we met, gosh, I don't know, a year ago, whatever it's been. We were Minutemen members. We were part of the Chris Simcox and the Civil Defense Corps. And, of course, I know Chris Simcox personally, and he has been a great, great, great leader in this war on the invasion, if you will. And we are his lieutenants out here in the field. And I'm just curious, can you make a few thoughts or make a few points, Greg, that what's happening here and what has happened here in Denver concerning the invasion of jobs by illegal aliens?
Well, my entire thing tonight is I'd like to let homeowners know exactly what is happening because I am a contractor. I'm a painting contractor here in Denver. And I'm running across now more and more that painting contractors, roofing contractors, flooring contractors, contractors of all sorts are now into hiring illegal aliens, and I don't understand why this is continuing. Evidently, these companies can get these illegals as cheap labor, but it does put companies like me in a bind because we lose work to these companies. Some of the things that the homeowners do need to know, and I'm talking to every homeowner out there, you do have the right to ask any of these contractors that you are thinking about using to come in your home and paint or put carpeting down or install drywall or re-side your home. Please, by all means, ask them if they are using illegal alien labor. Just ask them point blank. That's all it takes. You can also ask them if they are going through the SAVE program, which is the Systematic Alien Verification Entitlement Program.
Exactly. Greg, I'm going to get through back to you. We're going to talk about that after these messages from our sponsors. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here with Greg Williams and Pam Williams here in Denver, Colorado. Greg is a contractor. I want to also add to what you said, Greg. Last winter, I had a contractor sold me new windows for my house. The house was 35 years old. The windows weren't worth a darn. They gave me a contract and so forth, and I said, first thing I said is, if I'm going to take this thing on, I want to be assured that you have all American workers, all good old red, white, and blue boys of America.
And as a homeowner, we have that right as well as we should do it.
And they assured me, and I said, they better all be speaking English, and I want to be able to talk to them and know that they're my neighbor, that I'd be proud to be their neighbor.
Exactly.
And they'd be proud to be my neighbor because we are Americans. And boy, oh boy, that crew came out there and they were all American. And we just talked, and a couple of them had been where I'd been. We talked Sturgis, we talked Michigan, we talked fishing, we talked everything that you would never talk about if it was a bunch of Mexicans here illegally taking those jobs out of those guys' hands and then the paychecks out of those guys' hands and then taking everything away from their families. So, I would say, I as a consumer, I demand that anybody that contracts to do anything in my yard, on my house, or whatever, if I'm not doing it myself, they better be American.
Exactly, and I tell every one of the homeowners I deal with, and I go out and bid people's homes to paint inside or out, and I always tell them to get three bids. It keeps me honest, and it keeps everyone else honest, but I also tell them now, and I started doing this a couple of years ago, I also tell them now, be real careful about who you hire. You have to make sure that the people you hire are going to be the ones that come out and do your job. You need to make sure that they speak English and they are legally in this country. They also need to ask for liability insurance. And a lot of these companies now, what I have found, is their workers, since they are illegal, they are not paying them a salary or wages. They are paying them off of a 1099, which they consider as a subcontractor.
That's right.
So what they do is they don't take taxes out on these people. These people don't end up paying taxes. But the downside to that also is they are not covered with insurance. So if these homeowners are not aware of the legal status of the people that are working on their home, and one of them get injured while they're working, they're going to sue the homeowner. And this is tragic that this has to happen. When I find out about these companies that are doing this, that are hiring these illegals, I've been turning them into a website called WeHireAliens.com. And I love this website. Anybody can go to it. You just go on there, click on the state you're in, look up some companies. If you want to find out if they're hiring illegals or who has been listed as an illegal employer, it lists them. The other thing I've been doing as a writer against illegal alien now is I print out some of the companies here in Colorado that I know have been turned in for using illegals, and I take that information to them. But then I also back it up, and I give them the information for the SAVE program and show them that this is what they need to do. They have to go through the basic pilot program and the SAVE program, and I do a follow-up on these companies about 2 weeks later to see that if they're complying. So
well,
I have
exactly
no problem.
Right, Greg. You have to inspect what you expect. And, again, WeHireAliens.com. It's part of the Fire Coalition that Jason Mrocek does so fantastically. And it's a great way for each and every one of you out there to become involved. And not only can you go to WeHireAliens.com to find out whether or not these contractors are hiring illegal aliens, you can also report that these contractors are, and then they put it on a mega database.
Right.
And, like, I've gone to the Chipotles, which I don't go to anymore here in Denver, because they're hiring nothing but illegal aliens. You'll see one white guy, and the rest you'll see nothing but Mexicans smiling a whole bunch, can't speak any English, and then you're wondering what that festering wound is on their hand or arm all about. And you don't know if they wash their hands or not, if they just came out of the restroom.
Exactly.
And so we've already had here in Commerce City, which is north of Denver, a year or so, 2 years ago now, one illegal alien was in contact with over 900 to 1,000 customers with hepatitis A. And all those customers, and if you all know, it was Chi-Chi's restaurant in Pennsylvania, Greg?
I believe so.
2 years ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One person died, quite a few got sick, and 1,000 people had to have, gamma globulin shots.
But this is all because they're allowing these illegals that are unchecked. Their health care is not checked when they get into this country. They just hire them and let them go to work in the kitchen.
You got it.
It's going to destroy this country.
Well, it's certainly going to continue to create a whole bunch of diseases that we have to deal with. That we shouldn't have to deal with. And ladies and gentlemen, our children are the ones that are at risk as well as ourselves. Now, can you imagine the Chi-Chi's restaurant there? There was like 13 servers. They checked out. They had hepatitis. One lady died. Can you imagine what her family, with her daughters or her sons, her husband, went through, all because George Bush has these borders completely open to illegal migration into our country? And what's the estimate here, Greg, in Colorado as far as the illegal aliens?
The last count that I understood was around 250,000. But nobody really knows for sure because nobody's counting, supposedly.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, it's 250,000 and up to over 400,000. And that's what we're facing here in Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Greg and Pam Williams. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y, or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The good, the bad, and the ugly. For those of you who appreciate everything that Clint Eastwood did, from Play Misty for Me to Rawhide, certainly to some of the great Tightrope, which was really scary and crazy, to fighting in the streets there in Wyoming at the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. I mean, good gosh, to all the way to Hilary Swank and some of his great Oscars he's won for Unforgiven. I just always appreciate the good, bad, and the ugly. Eli Wallach, Lee Van Cleef, oh my gosh, a part of Americana. Thanks for those who make movies. Thanks for those who make music. Thanks for the Fred Astaires and the Ginger Rogers and the Humphrey Bogarts and the Lauren Bacalls and the Katharine Hepburns. We are such a rich, rich culture, a rich nation with all of the Jimmy Stewart's out there, and every and all. I just watched The Natural with Robert Redford. Can't get enough of that. And of course, anybody there this summer? Did you see Wild Hogs? Greg, well, did you see Wild Hogs?
No, but Pam did.
Well, and you got to go, because I went three times and laughed my brains out. Because anybody that rides a motorcycle, Wild Hogs is just going to touch a funny bone all the way through, from the first 30 seconds of the movie all the way to the last 30 seconds. So,
well, you and I and Buck Younger are going to have to get together and do that.
We're going to have to do that. So let's go back to some serious here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that my life isn't always so serious, and we got to get out and play and laugh and jump up and down and have a good time. And I try to do that as much as possible on the weekend. And but right now, of course, we are serious. This is our country. Some of the other things that they could do that you would like to get them involved in, I know that here in Colorado, you have created the www.ridersagainstillegalaliens.com because you are a two-wheeled motorcycle rider.
Exactly.
And what does this organization do here in Denver, and what can other states and other cities do across the nation?
Well, Buck Younger started this organization out of Arizona. Hey, Buck, I know he's listening. And him and Bone. Bone's his assistant. Bone is the Southern Arizona chief. I just became the Colorado director or the Colorado leader here last month when I met Buck. He was riding back from Iowa where he met Tom Tancredo. So what I'm trying to do is get enough people together that we can actually ride to some of these businesses as a group and confront these businesses as I've been doing on my own. It's a little easier with some other people with you. It's a little less scary, too. But I'd like to ride to some of these companies and confront them with this information about being turned in for hiring illegals. And you wouldn't believe the looks on the manager's faces when I present them with the paperwork. It's astounding. They say, well, we had no idea.
Well,
of course not. You didn't care.
We had no idea. Boy, isn't that a real funny one.
I've heard that twice. I hit two businesses up in Estes Park, which is a little town west of us, just 2 weeks ago. And Buck allows me to do this. He says whatever it takes to get the word out, you know, that we need to do something about illegal immigration, since King George and his court jesters won't, we have to. We as American citizens have to start standing up, and sometimes we can't be politically correct, which a lot of times I'm not. But we have to start standing up, standing our ground, because it is going to become a war. It's going to become a war, like you said in your book. Immigration's unarmed invasion. This is what's happening.
And yeah, it really is, Greg. And most people, again, until affected personally, they just kind of tend to ignore or deny or pretend or walk away from. I'm in many ways, I want to get along with everybody. I have respect for everybody. I don't want to get into any kind of a confrontation myself.
Right.
I'm such an easygoing guy. I mean, anybody that knows me knows that I'm passionately in love with life, passionately in love with my wife, passionately in love with my activities in life. And yet, when you cross over, somebody crosses over, and they do something that's out of line, then it's in my arena. I do something. Like when I see trash being thrown, I stand up and I go, did you realize that you just threw that trash? Wouldn't it be better to put it into a waste basket so that our neighborhood look a lot nicer?
Exactly.
Oh, gee, I guess you're right. I didn't think about it. Or if I don't see them throw the trash, I just simply pick it up. I know that everything that everyone does counts. Everything you say counts. If I see somebody treating somebody else poorly, like treating their dog poorly, instead of sitting there and just letting them treat the dog poorly or their children, I'll go up and say, ma'am, wouldn't it be better if your children were talked a little softer to instead of screaming and yelling or slapping them?
Yes.
You know, I just ask the question because at least I haul them up short for a second in time and say, hey, your actions have consequences and effects, cause and effect. And as a teacher, I used to teach in the inner city, I had to talk to parents and almost show them how to parent, that they can't call their kids stupid. They can't call their kids dumb. They can't slap their kids upside the head. And so this is our country, and even though I'm just easygoing and a nice guy and all that stuff, we have to stand up and take action and say something at times. And this is what you're doing here in Denver, Colorado. And what about your website? What can people get from your website?
Oh, if they go to ridersagainstillegalaliens.com, Just go into there and go. They can register as a member. They don't even have to be a motorcycle rider. If they've got a moped, fine. If they want to do this in a vehicle, fine. We don't care. We just want to. We're a small group right now, and I've got three or four members here in Colorado right now, and I'm trying to build it up for Buck. Buck has been asked to go to Arkansas to try and start a chapter there. Go onto the website. Just click on forums. You can register whatever you want. You can get the email us. My name on the website is Stroh's Light, like in the beer. Buck is Buck Younger, and you've got Bone. Just click on one of those if you want to talk to us or email us or whatever. Just click on there, find out what we're doing. I'd like to try and set up a ride. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it this year because it's going to get late in the year. But I would like to have some more members contact me through the website, or contact Buck by all means, or contact Bone. It's a great website. Buck just started this earlier this year, I believe.
Well, that's excellent. And one of the things you can also do on this thing, Greg, is those of you who want to, whether you're in Florida or Maine or Washington State or Michigan or wherever.
Anywhere, Kansas, Oklahoma.
Yeah, you can start the same kind of website in your own area. Motorcyclists all know one thing. We love to ride, and we like to ride with folks who like to ride with us. And I tell you what, truck drivers and motorcyclists all have a lot in common in that they love their country.
Yes.
You can call us a bunch of rednecks, or you can call us whatever you want. You can call us patriots, but I guarantee you, we will get together, we band together, we stick together, and whether it's Rusty Childress down there in Arizona, he rides. I know he rides. I ride with him. And right on down the line to Cindy Roddenberry there in South Carolina. That's the key here. Dave Purcell up in Michigan, I just rode with him here a couple weeks ago when he came through. So get a hold of this website and start making a difference and start taking some action there. Greg, can I have Pam for a few moments, and we can kind of go over Fire Coalition and get other, unless you have something else you want to add to this.
Well, the only thing I need to let the homeowners know is, please, by all means, ask the contractor you are thinking about hiring to do your work. If they hire illegals and if they can document that they're in the states legally, that's all I ask, because it has an adverse effect on us American contractors. We lose work because they undercut us so bad. And then a lot of times I end up going back and fixing what they screwed up in the first place. The one thing I will say is people are always saying that, well, they're just here to work hard. Well, they don't work any harder than I do. But you have to remember, most of them are unskilled. So I have to go back and fix what they screwed up in the first place.
Yes, I understand that one very well. And as a matter of fact, when I wear my 21st Century Paul Revere T-shirt where it says "Stop Illegal Aliens," ask me how. I go into Lowe's or I go into Home Depot, and I got contractors coming up and say, "Hey, great T-shirt! They're killing my business." And
I need to get one of those. I need to get one of those from you.
Yeah, I'll certainly get you one of those. Well, let's get Pam on the program right now. Pam is the Colorado State Deputy Director of FireCoalition.com. Pam, thanks for joining the show. You two are just a dynamo duet doing big things in Colorado here. How about telling the folks what they can do and what you are doing here in Colorado to make a difference with FireCoalition.com?
Right now we're getting involved in the Project 287G, which is basically the ICE 287G that helps take the cuffs off state and local enforcement, allowing them to verify the legal status of persons arrested for breaking state laws and helping the ICE so that we can get them out of the country. I talked to Jeff Lewis when I found out I was going to be on the show. He is actually the project director of Operation Fire and ICE, and he has amazing, vast knowledge about the 287G, so he gave me some points to talk to you and your listeners about, which I thought was just really interesting and kind of scary, that there are more than 60 illegal aliens in America for each soldier we have in Iraq. Illegal aliens are responsible for the deaths of more Americans each year than every terrorist act, embassy bombing, and military conflict that we've been in since the end of Vietnam War. And it's things like this that we need to start realizing, that we as the American citizens need to start standing up and taking some action. And so if they go to www.firecoalition.com and actually click on the website Operation Fire and Ice, there is a two-page brochure that they can download and start taking it to their local city, county, state people, officials, and try to get them to see how vastly important this is to get their local city, county, state police officers to get to be a part of this, because we just need all the help that we can get.
There's no question. We need all the help we can get. I don't think most Americans, as they go by their daily business, understand how deep and how wide the troubled waters that are flooding into this country are. And when you finally do get it, when you go to places like FireCoalition.com, when you go to NumbersUSA.com, I guarantee you this, ladies and gentlemen, you will get it. And once you get it, it'll put the curl in your spine. It'll raise the hackles on your neck. It'll literally curl your toes, because you all will understand at that point what your children are facing. Now, Pam, what are some of the consequences you've directly seen here in Colorado that it drove you into and becoming a part and active as far as the Colorado State Deputy Director for Fire Coalition?
I have a friend that has a friend whose son rode a motorcycle and was stopped at a stop sign and was hit from behind by a truck with illegal aliens in it and was killed. The illegal aliens, of course, ran. I think later on, I think from what I understood from them, that they did capture at least one of them. Basically got slapped on the wrist and put back on the street. And I thought, my God, you know, you can go around and be an illegal alien and kill somebody and get away with it, because we don't have the enforcement that we should have. And I think 287G will save lives, because regardless of how people feel about immigration or illegal immigration, they have to agree that saving lives and removing the criminal illegal aliens and returning them to their native country is what is needed. It's the law, and we need to start enforcing it to save us, to protect the American citizens from the onslaught of all this. This program is just so much needed that I can't begin to tell you or your listeners how imperative it is for them to get this two-page brochure and start hammering their city and local and county and state officials, getting them to see how important and vastly important it is that we start getting our police trained so that we can get these people out of our country, you know, so that we're safe.
I totally agreed, Pam. And for those of you who are listening out here tonight, the 287G that has been implemented here in Denver, Colorado, in just the last report period of, a month, 150 arrests. Out of that 150 arrests, just from traffic stops, they had, I think it was 15 felons, and another four were unbelievable. They were on like the most wanted list.
I know.
They were out there running around without 287G, mm-hmm, because the sanctuary policies that are running around this country are protecting these illegal aliens from being captured because of their immigration status. And that's why it's so important.
It is. And you, if you start to think that there are more than 60 illegal aliens in America for each soldier we have in Iraq, that's a lot of illegal aliens, and considering that there's 95% of the fugitive warrants in just L.A. alone are for illegal aliens, the numbers are getting astronomical, and the ICE is spread thin as it is, and from what I've read from the Washington Times, that now 1,000 of them are being transferred to customs, so this program has become really a dire need for the American people.
Well, it really is, Pam, because There's 650,000 cops in this country. My brother is a cop. He was a cop. He's a retired cop. And that 650,000 cops is out there to protect and serve us. And let's empower them with 287G so that they are able to then move forward, because I know that you, of course, and Greg have lived here in Colorado and in Denver, and you know that we've lost Justin Goodman. If anybody wants to know Justin Goodman, go to the website, www.victimsofillegalaliens.org. Victims, all one word, victimsofillegalaliens.org. Carol Goodman, and John Vizzi, his uncle, put together this website, and you'll see all sorts of American citizens have gotten run over. Justin Goodman got run. He was married with a wife and a kid. He's dead now because of an illegal alien who had a 5-page rap sheet, got caught so many times, drunken driving, you name it, got let loose until he killed this fine young man. And you'll see that all over that website. Same thing. My neighbor over in Lafayette, Colorado, Dale Engler, just a fall ago, got run over by Francisco Montero, who had been caught 11 times for DUI and let go every time. He then got just shipped out of here on a deportation with no consequence after killing Dale Engler. Pam, it's way more than most people realize until it happens to them, and you have seen it happen to you. Now, are there other things you'd like to give the folks across the nation information on? Oh, looks like, Pam, we're going to have a little break here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Connecting the Dots with Pam Williams and Greg Williams. We'll be right back after these comments.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutrition minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us on Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Pam, would you give folks out there across America the information on how they also can become the Colorado State Deputy Director of Fire Coalition, Indiana State Director of Fire Coalition, Oregon State Director, whichever place they're in, how can they move into that position like you have?
they would just go to www.firecoalition and sign up for as a volunteer and start getting active. You know, if they're asked, step up to the plate and do it. Don't be afraid. This is the first time I've, you know, felt passionate enough, you know, being through all of this, that I thought I had to do it. I didn't have any choice, because if it's not me, who is going to do it? If I don't step up to the plate, then who else is going to? So if the buck stops with me and I start it and I get people fired up, then maybe they're going to look at me going, you know, you're right, we've got to do something. And all it takes is one person showing another person, if not you, then who? And they'll step up. And pretty soon you're going to have a powerful group of people with a powerful voice. So the only thing I can tell them is go to www.firecoalition.com, register, sign up. It's free. Sign up with writers. Sign up with any group that they are going to feel passionate with, and go for it. And stand their ground and don't bend. Don't break. Because we can win.
Well, I agree with you. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if I didn't think we're going to win, because what we're doing is marshaling the forces of patriotic Americans across the country who see this thing clearly as an invasion of their country, an invasion of their language, an invasion of our way of life, and that it really calls for all of us, just like back in 1776, Betsy Ross stood up, Thomas Jefferson stood up, the old man, Ben Franklin, stood up and made a difference. The wives out there were supporting their husbands back in 1776. Husbands and wives today are supporting each other and one another and in these communities. And we are making major impact. I mean, look what's happened here in Colorado. I mean, we've done some pretty cool things. We forced a lot of laws to be 1023 got implemented, the Stan Weeks up there. For those of you on a state level, CAIRCO.org, that's CAIRCO.org, Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform. Make your own state the same way. Get that website going. In the few minutes we have left, Pam, do you have any just ideas or thoughts or suggestions for those out there concerned in their own states and in their own communities?
I think the first thing I would do is probably get on to, like, firecoalition.com or, you know, other websites that they might find, download some information. I think people need to start with their local cities. Go to the city council meetings. Start standing up and saying, what are you doing to protect the the U.S. citizens, your American citizens that live in your towns and your cities? We want protected. We want to be protected. So we want you to start enacting laws that won't allow businesses to hire illegal aliens, to maybe take their business license if they're caught. You know, do something about it to force businesses, to force rental managers, apartment complexes to not be allowed to rent to them. Start with your local. Work your way up.
There you go. Well, Pam and Greg, thank you very much for joining us on the show tonight. You have given a lot of folks a lot of inspiration, and I honor you and I applaud you. Thanks for being with us tonight, and Godspeed, God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Connecting the Dots. Go to www.ridersagainstillegalaliens.com and talk to Greg, and go to firecoalition.com and make yourself really known and heard and stand up. Thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure and an honor. Take care. Godspeed. God bless. And good night. With recent